Welcome to the Coder Catch Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and today I'm going to be talking about the CSS Grid Generator by Sarah Drasner. All right, so I was just going through my tweets this morning, and this is on the 29th of May. And I saw a tweet from Sarah Drasner. If you don't know who Sarah Drasner is, please go check her out. She is absolutely epic and amazing in every single which way. She can find her at Netlify, you know, Vue.js, CSS, all the kind of stuff, like all these awesome things it seems like Sarah's involved with or part of. It's awesome. And the work she does is incredible. Now, she tweeted saying, "I made a small tool for everyone, CSS Grid Generator. You can designate rows, columns, gaps, and units, and then drag to create child divs to make dynamic layouts with ease. Open source on GitHub and deployed on Netlify," because, yeah, Netlify. And it's available at cssgrid-generator.netlify.com. Now, this tool is awesome because working with Grid can be a little bit tricky. Now, Firefox has some pretty cool tools in doing that. I think Chrome is kind of catching up, but it still is a little bit tricky. And what this does is it gives you like a visual generator to set up your divs. It's pretty cool. Like, I've been playing around with this. You can probably hear my mouse clicking here, but you can set everything that you want based on this kind of grid, and you can set how many columns you want. Everything. It's really, really awesome. And then at the end, you can just ask for some code and it'll give you the code you need. So your grid areas, your template columns, how you want that set out, the rows, the gaps, all that kind of stuff. And it makes it super, super easy. So I just want to personally say thanks to Sarah. This is an awesome tool. And it's something great if you are learning grid or there's some kind of real complex kind of grid layout that you want. This tool is going to be super helpful. So I recommend checking it out. So this is at cssgrid-generator.netlify.com. It's a fantastic tool. I highly recommend checking it out, whether you're just getting into grid or you need to debug some grid stuff and work out some other layouts, as well as just kind of visually see some things. Check this tool out. It is fantastic. Absolutely brilliant. Love to know your thoughts on it. Send through a tweet to @CoderCatchUp. You can leave a comment on CoderCatchUp.com for this episode. Send through an email to CoderCatchUp@gmail.com. If you are listening or watching this on YouTube, you can leave a comment in the comment section below. Also, if you could leave a like and a subscribe, that'd be fantastic. And thanks to all my new subscribers. It's been fantastic to see that subscriber base increase. Other than that, we'll catch you in the next episode. Bye.